Hi there. Welcome to SunTech's podcast channel, Banking on Value Exchange. The pandemic, climate change, pace of technology, the Great Resignation, economic uncertainty, and other such reasons have created a volatile environment. In such a scenario, how can organizations drive customer value, profitability, and fight competition? In this episode, Chandramouli Srinivasan, CEO at Feedback Insights, Madhur Jain, Senior Vice President for the Solution Consulting Team at SunTech, and Peter York, Senior Vice President for the Marketing Team at SunTech, delve into comprehensive research done by Feedback Insights about how organizations are strategizing their way into driving value in the future.
Thank you so much for those introductions. SunTech and Feedback Insights have partnered together to put together a very interesting research, and this is a research on the volatile world. I would like to invite Madhur and Peter to this exciting conversation on your points of view about what the research is saying. Before I get to talk about this, I would like to just share with you what we've done as a research. You know, this is a global research, participation from over 300 senior leaders, and you know, over 50% of those participants were C-level and president-level client executives in various organizations. And this we did across the three industries, the banking, insurance, and telecom industry. And this was cut across the globe, except for the Latin America and the Eastern Europe. We really covered best part of the world. The firms were in an annual revenue of upwards of 10 billion and almost one third of the firms, and the rest of them spread between less than 5 billion and 5 to 10 billion. This interesting research opened up a lot of topics for us to kind of discuss and debate here. Before I get to opening up this conversation with Peter and Madhur, I would like to kind of get you a very interesting topic, which is the core of this conversation. To a question that we wanted to get a sense of, how did the business fraternity see volatility in their markets? And so to get that, we asked a question about how many of these leaders saw volatility in the last 12 months and a significant 40% experienced high volatility in the market. And this is the industry that we spoke about, the banking, insurance, and the telecom industry. The key reasons seem to be the elements of supply chain issues. Very interestingly, environmental challenges, and specifically in terms of climate change and sustainability kind of challenges, really was another important factor that drove volatility, as they saw, and economic uncertainty, which is kind of understandable given we're all in the backdrop of the COVID lockdowns and travel restrictions across the globe, and the pace of technology. And you know, just as a follow-up, what really hit them hard on their businesses, of course, profitability, understandable. But the other two are very, very interesting. Competition, and some of this also folks who spoke about competition coming from unexpected places that they saw competition coming in from, and also the customer experience. And that's really changed the world in the whole virtual world that we all entered into. Interesting takeaways. I want to get to hearing from Madhur. What do you really see? How have you seen this in the markets that you serve your clients, Madhur?
What we've seen is, interestingly, slightly dichotomous, but now moving back into what your survey pointing out. In the initial parts, I would say in the last 2 years, we saw a lot of money, the banks flush with money because they were looking to spend because of the economic uncertainty and then actually wanting to be stable in that sense of the term. But now we are seeing actually that profitability is driving what they're doing. And hence, we are seeing that discretionary spends are being tightened. We are seeing that they are looking to obviously improve their experience because they are fighting competition, like your research has pointed out, Mouli. And this is discernible in the decisions they're taking, in the priorities they're bringing into the table, and the themes on which they're spending their money. It's extremely discernible. Yeah.
Very, very interesting, Madhur. Peter, how do you see this, you know, specifically this whole competition and customer experience, how do you see that as impact on business in this volatile world, Peter?
Yeah, thanks, Mouli. And I think what is interesting, if I can just take a step back, is that if you look at this whole supply chain disruption that has happened, Yeah. It's not surprising because 29% of the world's production happens in China, for example, just one country, which accounts for that. So, and considering the COVID impact and all that has happened, I don't think that that is anything too surprising. Coming specifically to you know, customer satisfaction and experience, I think what the banks and other organizations very quickly realized in the last couple of years is that they were catering to a particular segment of the customer base, particularly with this whole digitization initiative. But suddenly that whole thing got democratized and everybody from young people to old people had to access the bank on a digital platform, which again threw them into a kind of a crisis initially. But then they realized that, you know, they have to adapt to the new environment because the bank on the high street was no longer open, given all the restrictions of COVID and everything else that came about. And they had to kind of rely on the digital platform. So for people like us, it's good news because I think the acceleration to digitization happened in a much more rapid way. But finally, what I'd just like to say also is that this whole disruption is not something that's a recent phenomenon. Yeah. It's been around for the last 20, 25 years. I mean, if you look at, you know, the mortgage crisis, you look at 9/11, you look at various kind of disruptions in the political scenario. It's been around for a long time. So in my view, I think we have to move on from here. And technology really is the only panacea that can kind of, you know, mitigate anybody and insulate them from these disruptions. There are more to come, and they, and we have to get used to kind of living with it.
Yeah, interesting, Peter. In fact, I've heard from some leaders that, you know, what was disruption or seen as a bad word now seem to be disruption, and firms plan that in their annual budgets and look at it. It's a very interesting perspective that you spoke about how things have changed over the last 25 years. You know what? Looking at disruption is one. We also want to kind of look at how the leaders were looking at various elements that can be leveraged to drive or, you know, work in this whole volatile environment. So, you know, there's one thing that we found was in this research, a very interesting one on innovation. You know, I used to think, and some years back, it was it's a very cliched word about innovation, but the leaders in this survey, and I have some of the other places that we've seen, almost half the leaders have said that that's one of the top objectives that they want to drive in their firm to manage this volatility. But the contradiction is that a very large proportion of the leaders said, you know, that you know, their readiness, or you know, how they really see their readiness in the context of ability to manage the this specific area of innovation, only 29% leaders feel that they are strong to manage this, and a large 71%, almost 7 in 10, saying that they're not as strong at this point in time. So it looks like, you know, that's a very interesting dichotomy. I wouldn't say call it just a dichotomy, but it's the challenge getting a lot more accentuated. Well, they see that as an important prerogative, but their readiness is a little low. And whoever said that they would like to drive this believe that leveraging partner ecosystem, so they can't do this innovation on their own. They need to leverage the partner ecosystem, you know, lean on technology, the AI-led decision-making seem to be some of the key elements that are going to drive this innovation.
To know more about this session from Sun Tech Confluence 2022, head to our website to watch this on-demand webinar. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for our upcoming episodes only on Banking on Value Exchange.